Welcome to iVow. I'm Jenny Prisk, and I'm your host on this podcast conversation. Today, we are very fortunate to be speaking with Captain Erica Frierson at the Las Colinas Detention Facility in Santee, which is one of the major suburbs outside San Diego. And so it's my great pleasure to welcome you to our conversation, Captain Erica Frierson.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to meet you, especially since I have learned that you are the highest ranking officer at the Las Colinas Detention Facility. That is quite an achievement. And I'd love you to share with our listeners some of that journey to this position. How did you get into law enforcement and get to this rank?
Well, it's been 20 years. I just celebrated my 20th anniversary.
Congratulations.
A few weeks ago. Thank you very much. So I started as a young 21-year-old. I actually grew up in Imperial Valley, which is a little east from San Diego, and I wanted to be a marriage counselor. I wanted to be able to give back to my community. So I was going to college when I saw an advertisement about law enforcement and started taking some law enforcement classes and really got engaged into wanting to be a part of law enforcement. I knew that that was my way of being able to give back to not only the community, but to make a safer environment for my daughter, who at the time was 2 years old. So I started with the department in 1997, went through the academy and was assigned to the old Las Colinas, which is nothing like the new Las Colinas that we have here today. I was at Las Colinas for a little over 8 years and eventually promoted and was moved on to one of our male detention facilities in Otay Mesa. And from there, my career just continued to blossom. I promoted to lieutenant and then to captain. I am currently the only female captain on the Detention Services Bureau, and I'm assigned here to this facility. I'm glad to be back home. It feels like coming back to where I started my journey. It is a pleasure to be operating this facility here in Santee.
Excellent. And it's wonderful to hear you say that you've come home. However, you've come to a very different home. I've had the privilege of touring the facility. We have had the privilege of interviewing three of the ladies who live here. Tell us about Las Colinas.
Well, this new facility is really the model for other states to follow. It is a campus environment. It is not like your traditional detention facility. We have the environment that is as normal as possible to our community. We do that because we want to be able to help our women transition into our community and be successful citizens in this county. This facility focuses on the program and improving how women feel about themselves so that they can expand on their personal relationships, not only with their families, but within themselves. And our goal here is that they transition into this community and be successful citizens.
And how do you go about the programming? How do you design it? What are some of the programs that the women participate in?
So we have a variety of programs here. And so all of the women that are in our facility get greeted by our counselors within the first couple of weeks of them being brought to this facility. Our counseling staff does interviews with them and they figure out what it is that our offenders need to participate in so that that way they can be successful out in our community. So rather than just allowing them to sign up for classes, our counselors work hand in hand with them and they enroll them into the appropriate classes for them. So we have a variety of vocational programs here. We have our sewing program that teaches the inmates how to not only sew, but it teaches them about responsibility and about dedication. We have our culinary program, which is one of the most exciting programs that we have here at our facility. It also encompasses a barista program where they're taught how to make coffee and lattes and frappuccinos. The ladies really love the culinary program. And at the completion of that program, they actually get a certificate from the Association of Restaurants, which is a management certificate, which can be used out in our community for any job in the restaurant business. We also have our landscaping program. These ladies take care of the 45 acres in this facility. They do an amazing job of keeping the landscaping looking beautiful year-round. On the educational side, we have our HISET, which is our high school diploma class that we offer to our inmates that did not complete a high school education out in our community. And if they don't finish it here with us, we give them the resources to be able to finish it out in our community for free. So we work with our Grossmont Unified School District. They're the ones that facilitate all of the educational and vocational programs. We also have a lot of wellness programs here that we offer to our ladies, such as yoga, meditation. They do Zumba classes. They do arts and craft. They do a healthy living class and a nutrition class. So a lot of other classes, so we're teaching them the skills not just to be successful as an employee, but also as a human being out in our community.
And validating them as that human being when they return to the community. Now, is the Las Colinas model a unique model? Are people looking at you for the things that you are achieving here?
Absolutely. It is a model, like I said, for other states to follow. We have people from all over the United States that come and visit us on a regular basis. We do approximately 2 to 3 tours a week. So my staff is very busy with visitors from other counties, other states. We recently had some visitors from New Zealand. We've had visitors from Great Britain. So it's not just in the U.S. We have international visitors that are coming out to see us because this is the model for the future.
Oh, that's excellent. And of course, I'm delighted to know somebody came from New Zealand because that's where I'm from originally. And we had the opportunity to look at some of the areas inside Las Colinas. And I must say that the women who have the gardening skills do a beautiful job maintaining the landscape. We also noticed that there were some of the women were going to lunch while we were here. And we noticed they were walking together to lunch. There didn't seem to be anybody supervising them.
So we have a lot of our housing units that are here in the open campus portion of the facility that are able to walk to their own doctor's appointments or psychiatric appointments. They walk by themselves unescorted to pick up their medication, and they're able to walk to the dining hall for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's wonderful. And I did hear from one of the ladies who is in the culinary department that you cook some pretty good food here.
Their food is amazing.
And do you get to eat that too, what they produce and present?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful. Oh, that's good to hear. This is an all-female facility, and you have worked, I believe, in your career with men as well as women. Would you just touch on the difference between the two as inmates or when they're incarcerated, the responses that they have to that experience?
Absolutely. So the male inmates, for the most part, they keep quiet, they keep to themselves, they segregate by their race, and so they tend to just occupy their time watching TV, and not a lot of them traditionally want to program. They do a lot of their own time in their cells. And as far as being a female deputy, for the most part, the male inmates really respect female officers. So I've never had an issue working around the male population. With the female offenders, they're more emotional. They always want someone to talk to, or they need somebody to talk to. So being a female deputy at Las Colinas takes a lot of time dealing with the offenders every day because sometimes they just need somebody to listen.
Mm-hmm. So that must mean that when you hire deputies, you want to see that they can adhere to the culture that's been created here at Las Colinas.
Absolutely. So our department is very diverse. We service a very diverse population here in our community. So when we're looking for people, we're looking for people that are going to be able to assist people of different cultures, religions, and to be able to be a part of this community. Because working at Las Colinas specifically, it's a new philosophy of supervision where the deputies are working under direct supervision with the offenders. And that means that they're assigned to the housing unit and be a part of that community. So the deputies are not in a traditional tower or control station. Their desk is out in the day room where the ladies can come right up to them and have a conversation. So this new philosophy in how we supervise our low-level offenders is very different. So we do teach it in the academy, and we prepare them for their new career here at Las Colinas.
In these 2 years that the new Las Colinas has been operating, have you been able to track your recidivism numbers?
We have a system that is tracking everything that we're doing and all the programs that we're offering to the women. However, it is still too early to start tracking recidivism rates per se. We are tracking some recidivism rates at some of our other facilities with some of the newer programs like the Veterans Moving Forward program. Hopefully within the next year or so, we should be able to have some actual data for you. What I can tell you is that when we transitioned or transferred the women from the old Las Colinas to the new facility, we did see a significant decrease in the amount of inmate-on-inmate assaults and on inmate-on-staff assaults. And that in itself tells us that this facility is working. There's something about this facility that is helping us with inmate behavior.
Excellent. And when you say that you saw that reduction, can you put a percentage on that?
It was close to 50% reduction.
Oh my goodness, that is considerable. So the women themselves, the ladies, that you call them the ladies, calling them the women, the same thing. I like that. That's very, very respectful. They are really having their lives changed at Las Colinas, because it has to be that they're now looking at life differently from their life before, even though they're incarcerated.
Yes, and you know what we see and what I love to see with the ladies is that they start to gain confidence. They start to really identify what it is that they are good at. And sometimes no one's ever told them that they're good or even shown them any respect. For us, being able to just work on their self-esteem is the beginning of the journey for them. And to be able to see them grow and be able to see them transition from somebody that has no confidence to somebody that walks around the campus with a lot of confidence, because now they picked up a new skill or they learned something new or they graduated and got their high school diploma, it makes me feel very, very proud.
You must have some very good success stories of those after they've been released. How do you track a lady who is released and goes back to civilian life, and do you keep track of the stories of their success?
So we have started to keep track of the stories, because we need to be able to share those stories not only with my staff so that they can see that what we're doing is working, but also to share it with the public. So I can share a unique story with you with one of our baristas that graduated the culinary program, and she did so good during that program that the instructor asked for her to stay and be a teacher's assistant with the following class that started. And so she was teaching all the ladies how to run the barista cart. And she got released about 2 months ago. And we got a notice from her. Every time that she does something positive, she'll reach out to the counselors and updates the counselors and her probation officer. The last time that we heard from her was about 2 weeks ago. And she is now an assistant manager at a Del Taco in Otay Mesa, and the store manager has actually asked her to be the store manager here coming soon. So they're going to be sending her to a conference. Once she comes back from the conference, she's actually going to be running the Del Taco where she's currently working at. And all the deputies here know her because, like I said, she worked the coffee cart for several months. So we were able to share that story with the deputies, and a lot of the deputies are very excited to hear that she has been successful.
That's a very heartwarming and wonderful story, and I think a story that most of us as citizens don't hear, nor do we understand. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to asking you, when these ladies reintegrate back into the community, is there anything specific that we as their new neighbors, their new work colleagues, should be aware of so that we can support them and assist them and help them to continue to grow?
I think the most important thing for any citizen in San Diego to remember is that all of these ladies that are in our custody now will be, like you said, our neighbors. They will be in our community. And so what they've learned here at Las Colinas is that they have a second chance to start over. And so the biggest thing that I would ask for our community members is to remember that and give them a second chance, because we are giving them tools and resources that maybe they hadn't had in the past. And a lot of these women have decided that it's time for them to make a change. They want to give back to their community. They want to be able to prove to their victims that they have changed. And so giving them that opportunity to show us that they're ready for that change. And for those people that have small businesses that run restaurants or any department store in our community, is give them a chance and give them that employment that they need. Because without employment, it's very difficult to be successful.
Mm-hmm. And with all that they gain at Las Colinas, you certainly want that success for them. Do we have enough tools and resources in the community per se to assist them should they need support when they've left here?
I believe we do. We give them a lot of resources and a lot of places that they can go if they need any help. They also have our phone number, so they can always call a counselor back here for guidance. One of the nonprofit organizations that we work with very closely is Second Chance.
Oh, yes.
And so we work with Second Chance, and we're able to refer some of our ladies there. We also will be having a new job center that is going to be operating out of the Las Colinas. Should be up and running by October. We have our first meeting scheduled in a few weeks, and so the ladies will be able to start preparing for job interviews and resumes, and hopefully some of them will be able to actually have a job before they get released.
And that has to be such a comfort to them to know that they are going from this very safe place to another, you know, an outside safe place as well. You must have seen over your 20 years of your illustrious career, you must have seen a lot of changes in law enforcement, and now being here at Las Colinas, how easy could it be for us to be able to make this a nationwide program?
I think just continuing to share the success stories really helps people believe. For most people that have been in law enforcement for this long, like, you know, 20, 30 years, it's really difficult for them to come to the facility and see that it's not your traditional type of detention facility. But once you start sharing some of these stories, or you walk them through and they actually get to speak with some of the ladies here, they leave with a complete different way of thinking. And so for me, I think opening the doors for people to come and see what we're doing and being able to help them start some of the programs that we've started here is really the way that we're going to be able to change the nation.
That's a very promising and very hopeful thought. We got a sense when we interviewed the three ladies who are living here that there was a lot of hope and quite a lot of joy in them with regard to their future now. They didn't have when they first came here. So this has to be personally rewarding for you. What would you say to any women or girls who were considering joining law enforcement? I know they can't all come to Las Colinas and work here, but what would be your advice for them?
You know, everyone that joins law enforcement joins this workforce because we want to help people, because we want to give back to our community. And what I tell all the young women that are in the academy is that this is your chance to make a difference. This is your chance to give that guidance and that advice and be a good role model to the ladies that are here in our custody that will eventually transition into our community and make our community a safer environment for not only ourselves and our kids, but the future of anybody that lives in San Diego. For women that are interested in law enforcement, this is a time to join law enforcement because you can be that role model that you've always wanted to be.
And it would seem with that advice that you just gave that as a woman in the law, you are equally respected to the men who are in the law also?
Absolutely. The female deputies and male deputies have the same opportunities. It's the same salary. So there is no difference here. We're all treated as one.
That's very good to hear. This has been such a pleasure and a privilege to speak with you, Erica, or Captain Erica Frierson. And I just wondered if you had any closing words that you would like to share about the Las Colinas experience, or as a woman in the law, how it's changed your life, anything that you would like to share as our close.
Well, you know, I'm very proud to be the captain at this facility and to see the transition from the traditional, the old Las Colinas to the new Las Colinas. I'm proud to be a part of the change that hopefully will also happen throughout our nation. But on a personal level, I'm grateful to have chosen this career and to be able to be here 20 years later. I have three wonderful kids that sit at home, and I am their role model.
I'm quite sure you are. And I think on those powerful words, we'll conclude this conversation again with our thanks to Captain Erica Frierson, who heads the Las Colinas Detention Facility in Santee. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.